today.
HUMZA and last initial is K.
Alex K.
Okay, over here.
Kristen S. KRISTIN.
DEEPTI, last initial M.
Tough one. Pat K.
Dan M.
Okay. Welcome to the NAQT 2005 High School National Championship Tournament. This is round 11, the first round of the playoffs. I'm your moderator, Kevin Olmsted. The scorekeeper is Ken Jennings. This first round double elimination playoff match features the A-team from Bloomfield High School of Bloomfield, New Jersey, versus the A-team from Richard Montgomery High School of Rockville, Maryland. If the teams are set, we're ready to go. 9 minutes on the clock. Our first toss-up is coming now. This unusual feature is so common in Dalmatians that it is, in its breed description... Yes. Pardon me?
Deafness.
Sorry, that was incorrect for Richard Montgomery. I'll complete for Bloomfield High School. And many Siamese cats have it, too. It's also a feature of the mysterious infant Aurora from Latitudes of Merit. Or Melt, sorry. Dubbed Heterochromita iridis, both Kate Bosworth and David Bowie have it. The latter from Bloomfield.
Two different colored eyes.
Yes. 30-20-10, named a political philosopher. A quote from his most famous work, "The American Republic will endure until politicians realize they can bribe the people with their own money."
Yeah,
answer, please.
No answer.
For 20, another is, Americans are so enamored of equality, they would rather be equal in slavery than unequal in freedom.
No answer.
For 10, that work is 1835's Democracy in America. Answer, please.
Some French guy.
That French guy is Alexis de Tocqueville. No points. Next toss-up, pencil and paper ready. A parking meter contains 50 coins. All the coins are nickels, dimes, or quarters, and there is at least one of each. The smallest amount of money the meter could contain is, for 10 points, one amount slightly larger than the value of 50 nickels. Richard Montgomery.
$2.75
is correct. Your bonus for 5 for 1, 10 for 2, 20 for 3, 30 for all 4. Tell whether these operations are associative, commutative, both, or neither. Taking the intersection of sets.
Associative.
They're both. Finding the maximum of two integers.
Commutative.
They're both. Composing permutations.
Neither.
They're associative. Finding the greatest common divisor of two integers.
Neither.
They're both. Sorry, no points. Next toss-up. This man won his first term by defeating fellow Missourian Dennis Morgenthau by 43 votes in their home state. He offered an extemporaneous memorial at the site of the World Trade Center on the 4th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, only to see Chicago fall victim to a nuclear attack on September 12, 2041. For 10 points, name this fictional U.S. president whose teen years were profiled on the WB show Jack and Bobby. Richard Montgomery.
Kennedy?
Sorry, no penalty.
I'm not sure what his name.
Bloomfield, take it? Yes.
McAllister.
More specific.
Bobby McAllister?
That's correct. For 10 points each, name these Illinois writers who wrote biographies of Abraham Lincoln. He won fame for his poetic epitaphs expressing the dreariness of small-town life, but his sharply critical Lincoln the Man was panned by other historians.
Bailey?
Edgar Lee Masters. He is best known for cynical heroes who learned to give their lives for worthy causes, and his aide Lincoln in Illinois also argued that only by losing his life can a man ennoble it. Answer, please.
No answer.
Robert Sherwood. Best known for celebrating physical laborers and the cities they live in, this poet also wrote a Pulitzer Prize-winning biography divided into the Prairie Years and the War Years.
Carl Sandburg.
Yes. Sandburg?
Carl Sandburg, 10.
It is her paper.
Toss up 4. Wilfred Owen used it as a metaphor in his The Parable of the Old Men and the Young, and it figures prominently in Soren Kierkegaard's Fear and Trembling. It was to take place on Mount Horeb. Richard Montgomery.
Abraham sacrificing Isaac.
That's 15. And your bonus.
Fear and Trembling.
For 10 points each, name the artist or band responsible for these recent top 10 country singles. Honky Tonk You.
That's Toby Keith.
Toby Keith.
Correct. Baby Girl.
That's Sugarland.
Defer.
Sugarland.
Correct. Anything But Mine.
Kenny Chesney.
Hey, 30 points.
I feel dirty now.
No shame, only points. Next toss-up. The B-52 Stratofortress lacks these completely. Instead, it relies entirely upon its spoilers for roll control. They may produce adverse yawning motion moments, which can be counteracted by using the rudders, but they become ineffective during an aerodynamic stall of the wing. For 10 points, name this part that controls the aircraft about the longitudinal axis and usually takes the form of a flap near the wingtip. Bloomfield?
Slat.
It is not. No penalty. Richard Montgomery?
Elevators.
It's an aileron. Next toss-up, number 6. This city lies on the Apies River in Guanteng Province, and its landmarks include the Melrose House, where the Peace of Vereeniging was signed, and the Voortrekker Monument, which commemorates the Great Trek led by the city's namesake. For 10 points, name this... Richard Montgomery?
Johannesburg.
Sorry, I'll complete. Name this administrative capital that joins Cape Town and Bloemfontein at the governmental centers of South Africa. Broomfield?
Pretoria.
Pretoria is correct. Bonus, for 10 points each, give these things reference to in George W. Bush's 2005 State of the Union Address. Bush referred to this 2003 bill still in committee that would loosen the restrictions of the Clean Air Act.
I have no idea.
Clear Skies Act?
Yeah.
Clear Skies Act.
Correct. Bush called on Congress to renew the 1990 Ryan White law that covers unmet health care costs for people with what condition?
Alzheimer's.
AIDS. Bush applauded Congress for passing an Accountability Act about the Middle East, this Middle Eastern nation, considered a state sponsor of terrorism.
Syria. I'm thinking Syria.
Syria.
20 on the bonus. Toss-up 7. Catalyst ridiculed this man for divorcing his wife, Papaya, because of rumors of her affair with Clodi Diaz. And Suetonius wrote of how he extracted revenge on the pirates who had kidnapped him as a young man. Richard Montgomery?
Julius Caesar.
15.
Nice.
Many biologists no longer recognize kingdoms as the highest level of taxonomic classification. First for 10, what name is given to the taxon above the kingdom?
Groups. Groups.
Pardon me?
Groups.
It's a domain. Most biologists recognize three domains. For 10 points each, name any two of those three taxa, one of which includes both the plant and animal kingdoms.
Okay. Eukaryotic, prokaryotic.
Pause. You get 10 for eukaryotic. The others are archaea and eubacteria. Next toss-up. This graduate of the University of Damascus co-founded the Fatah faction in 1957. Believed to be a major architect of the 1993 Oslo Accords, accusations that he denied the Holocaust resurfaced in 2003 when he became prime minister. For 10 points, name this man who won a virtually unanimous election in 2004 when Marwan Barghouti dropped out of the race to replace Yasser Arafat as president of the Palestinian Authority. Bloomfield.
Abbas.
Correct. For 10 points each, name these figures from the life of Theseus. Theseus defeated the Minotaur with the help of this woman, whom he later abandoned.
Ariadne?
Correct. On his return from defeating the Minotaur, Theseus forgot to fly a white sail, causing this man, his father, to commit suicide.
King of somewhere, right?
King of Athens.
Answer, please.
Aegis.
Correct. As king of Athens, Theseus gave sanctuary to this blind former king of Thebes.
Oedipus?
30 on the bonus.
Good.
Toss up 9. This man's friend, James Joyce, dictated parts of Finnegan's Wake to him and then oversaw his partial translation of the book into French. His trilogy, including Malloy and Malone Dies, like Richard Montgomery?
Beckett.
15. Yes. For 10 points each, answer these questions about chess notation. In abbreviated algebraic notation, how would White's first move be designated if he moved his queen's knight forward and to the right? Answer, please.
Qn c3.
Yes, I'll take that. In long algebraic notation, how would White's first move be designated if he moved his king's pawn forward two squares?
Kpd5.
No, e2 to e4. What kind of special move is indicated 0-0 when performed on the king's side?
Castling.
20 on the bonus. Toss-up. Vesicles with black necrotic centers characterize the cutaneous form of this disease. Richard Montgomery.
Anthrax.
15. For 10 points each, name these things about the Italian front during World War II. The Allied successes began with their landing on this island on July 10, 1943.
Sicily.
Within weeks, they had taken Syracuse and
Sicily.
Palermo. Correct. The Allied advance to Rome was forced to go through this site, the hinge of the German defenses. In AD 529, St. Benedict built his monastery here.
Messina?
Monte Cassino.
Oh, yeah,
The Allied invasion of Italy was planned in part by this American general, who also commanded the 12th Army Group in Normandy. After the war, he became first chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Bradley, 10 on the bonus, and that's half time. With the score?
I have Richard Montgomery, 115, Bloomfield, 100.
100 and what did you say?
I have 115 to 100.
130. I have 125.
Everyone's different.
Yeah. Well, this is and fun. we'll take a halftime break to check the score.
Okay, number six, I have 40. Is that what you have?
Number six, I have 45 by that time. I have 2 neg 5s at that time. Did they neg 5 on number six?
Yeah.
So in 7, I have a power, and 10 on the bonus,
65. I'm still behind you.
I couldn't make his name.
They negged on the very first toss-up, right?
Yeah.
Negative 5.
I didn't see you know who it was.
Then they got 10 on the next toss-up, and no so points on the bonus for 5.
Yep.
Then on the 4th?
Well, a neg on the 3rd.
There's a neg on the 3rd. That would do me. What was the 3rd?
Bobby McAllister.
Was that a
neg? That wasn't a neg.
That was not a neg. There was no neg there.
Okay. So then I'm up to 230.
So we're both at 70 on question 7.
Yeah, that's correct.
Then they get 10 points on the bonus on number 9 for 90.
I had 20. I think they got a power and 20 on the bonus for number 9.
Yeah, I think they did.
I have a power on 10, but not 9.
I have a power on 9.
There was a power on 9 as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. And 10 on the bonus, right?
I have 20 on the bonus on 9.
Let's see. They got 10 on the 10 for eukaryote, and the one before that. Let's see, so they had none there. They had that. They had 30 on that one. They had 20 on that one. They had 10 on that one. They had 30 on that one, and that was it on the boni.
No, it's not.
I skipped one. I skipped one. And that one they had 20.
Oh, they did have 20.
Yes.
Oh, you
did. I gave them that.
So I'm up to 130.
They have this contest. You win. You win like a camera or something.
Yeah.
That looks
yeah.
like that we can win a music.
Oh, I skipped over number 8.
Sky Center picture of his dog.
I'll go back and check that one
out. David Bowie. One guy also sent in a pug.
So yeah. we're all agreed to 130 to 100.
Billy Joel. Yeah, really did.
It was a reasonable.
Hey, gentlemen,
30 to
pick it up.
We're coming up with 11. Is that correct?
Question toss up 11 coming up. Okay. Okay. Coming out of the break, the confirmed halftime score is 130 for Richard Montgomery, 100 for Bloomfield. A.
Does this matter?
Yes, please leave it in, please.
But, I mean, yeah. I'm intentional to...
Okay. It's a light diffuser.
All right.
We can see better. We're... Clock is set for another 9.5 minutes, and we'll get going as I start reading the first toss-up. Good luck to both teams. Royal sheriffs were replaced with local knights. Parliament was to meet 3 times a year. Officials, this is Richard Montgomery.
Magna Carta.
Sorry, I'll complete. Officials were to swear fealty to both the king and a new baronial council that advised him on all matters. In exchange for these limitations on his power, Henry III received financial support from his nobles. For 10 points, these 1258 provisions are named for what English university town, the traditional rival of Cambridge? Bloomfield.
Oxford.
That's all I need. Oxford provisions. Bonus. For 10 points each, in what nation would one find these lakes? Lake Ladoga, the largest lake in Europe. Answer, please.
Ukraine?
Russia, specifically. Lake Van, the second largest lake in the Middle East.
I'm thinking, where are there lakes?
Answer, please.
Iran.
Turkey. Lake Balkhash, the second largest lake in Central Asia. Kazakhstan's right for 10. Class of 12. This large body of water carries more than half of the world's supertanker traffic and could harbor trillions of dollars in undersea deposits of oil and natural gas. Small wonder the four nations are vying for controls of its Spratly Islands. Stretching from Sumatra to Taiwan, Bloomfield?
Straits of Malacca.
Sorry, not what I'm after. It is bordered on the west by the Gulf of Thailand. For 10 points, name the sea coveted by a namesake country whose capital is Beijing.
South China Sea.
It's the South China Sea. For Richard Montgomery, your bonus. I will give you the answers at the end of this question. Fry for 1, 10 for 2, 20 for 3, 30 for all 4. Which of the four so-called fundamental forces of nature first affects photons?
Electromagnetic.
Second, which causes beta decay?
Strong nuclear.
Weak nuclear.
Weak nuclear force.
Third is studied in quantum chromodynamics.
Color force, strong nuclear force.
Strong nuclear force.
And which is no longer considered a true force, but a result of space-time geometry.
Gravity.
You got 20. The first one that affects photons is also gravity. So that's...
Not bad.
So that's 20 on the bonus. Next toss-up. Pencil and paper ready. You want to find the measure of angle D. Angles A and B are vertical angles. B and C are complements, and C and D are vertical angles. If angle A measures 37 degrees, then for 10 points, what is the measure of angle D? Bloomfield?
143 degrees.
Incorrect, no penalty. Richard Montgomery?
53.
Next toss up. 53 spectators were on hand in 1975 when she recorded her first collegiate victory. Over the next 30 years, she would lead the United States to a 1984 gold medal, win 6 NCAA championships, and become the first women's Division I basketball coach to amass 800. Richard Montgomery?
Summit.
Pat Summit is correct. Bonus. In April 2005, the Prince of Monaco died. For 10 points each, name that husband of Grace Kelly,
Rainier.
His son who assumed the throne, and their dynasty.
Rainier, Albert. No answer on three.
More specific on Rainier and Albert.
Rainier's three and Albert's two. Is that
right? Rainier third, Albert second.
20 on the bonus. And it's Grimaldi was the family name. Toss-up 15. It resulted in the murder of Archbishop Sudbury, who had been responsible for a hated poll tax. As many as 100,000 men may have marched on London, where John of Gaunt's palace was burned to the ground, but Richard II managed to disperse the mob. For 10 points, name this 1381 uprising led by the Lollard priest John Ball. Richard Montgomery?
Wat Tyler?
I can take that, yes.
Good.
Wat Tyler's rebellion.
Yes, it was Wat Tyler's rebellion or the Peasants' Rebellion. For 10 points each, name these pilots from aeronautical's firsts. He flew over the South Pole in 1929.
Bird.
Correct. He flew around the world in just 8 days in 1935.
Lindbergh.
Wiley Post. He broke the sound barrier in 1947.
Jaeger.
20 on the bonus. Toss-up 16. The drab interior of a house is dominated by a large mirror, a hardwood floor, and a large white fireplace whose mantles adorn... Richard Montgomery.
Time transfixed.
15.
Yeah, nice.
For 10 points each, in what novel would you find these convicted murderers? Rodion Raskolnikov.
Crime and Punishment.
Crime and Punishment.
Correct. Tom Joad.
The Grapes of Wrath.
Grapes of Wrath.
Correct. Clyde Griffiths.
That's American Tragedy.
American Tragedy.
30 on the bonus. Toss up 17. Pulse indication systems create echoing magnetic fields, while a basic beat frequency oscillator generates radio waves. The most common variety uses two-coil, very low-frequency technology to measure phase shifting, and is also called an induction balance. For 10 points, name these devices. Richard Montgomery?
Pacemaker?
Sorry, I'll complete. Forms of which are used by beachcombers and airport security personnel. Bloomfield?
Metal detectors.
They are metal detectors. Bonus, for 10 points each, answer these questions about solar eclipses. During a total eclipse, the only visible region of the sun is what plasma field that makes up the sun's outermost atmosphere?
Corona.
Correct. When the moon is near apogee, it allows a ring of the sun's inner atmosphere to remain visible at all times, resulting in what type of eclipse?
Partial?
Annular. Which planet, other than Earth, is the only one from whose surface a total eclipse can be seen?
Mars? Not Venus. Maybe Mars.
Answer, please.
Mars.
Pluto. 10 on the bonus. Toss-up. The surname's the same. Edward was a chief justice appointed by William Howard Taft. Peregrine was the child born aboard the Mayflower in 1621. Stanford was the architect who did... Richard Montgomery?
White.
15.
Nice.
Stanford designed the Washington Arch. Your bonus. Sometimes multiple composers are inspired by the same literary work. For 10 points each, the operas At the Boar's Head and Falstaff are both inspired by what Shakespearean comedy?
Merry Wives of Windsor.
Yes. Merry Wives of Windsor.
Correct. This somewhat mystical work by Friedrich Nietzsche inspired a Richard Strauss tone poem of the same name and Friedrich Delius's A Mass of Light.
Das Spiel Zarathustra.
Correct. Gabriel Fauré, Arnold Schoenberg, and Claude Debussy composed works inspired by and named after the symbolist play by Maurice Maeterlinck.
What?
No, it's not at all. I don't know. It's not.
Defer.
Peleus in Messalon, 20 on the bonus. Toss up 19. He is Sun Wukong, a king of his people, who overcomes Horseface and Oxhead, the guardians of hell, and removes the name of himself and his people from the list of souls, thereby granting them immortality. In addition to his own exploits, he accompanies Buddhist monk Zhuang Zhang, Richard Montgomery.
Monkey.
15.
It is monkey.
Bonus. For 10 points each, give these numerically named items from Buddhism. The center of Buddhist doctrine, they hold the existence of suffering and discuss the causes and suppression of said suffering.
It's Four Noble Truths. Yeah.
The Four Noble Truths.
Correct. This is the way of suppressing the suffering discussed in the Four Noble Truths.
Eightfold Path.
Yes. These valuables are the Buddha, the law, and the monastic order. The Buddhist pledges to go to each one for refuge.
Jewels.
Three
jewels.
Three jewels, all 30. Next toss-up. This was the occupation of the title characters of the 2002 movie 10,000 Black Men Named George. Those men were addressed by George because it was the first name of the man who invented the vehicle that gave rise to their profession, George Pullman. For 10 points, name this passenger train-related job whose workers were organized into a labor, Richard Montgomery.
Porters.
Sleeping car porters, yes. Bonus. In 1803, English chemist Smithson Tennant discovered two new elements in the residue that remained when platinum was dissolved in aqua regia. First, for 10 points, name those two elements, the densest known.
Densest known elements?
Lead and wood.
Could be
iridium. Iridium and lead?
Iridium's right. The other is osmium. For 5 points each, name the two acids that compose aqua regia, one of the few substances that can dissolve gold and platinum.
Nitric and sulfuric acid.
Nitric acid and hydrochloric acid, 15 on the bonus. Toss-up 21. Isolation of this element is credited to Friedrich Wöhler in 1827. Telescope mirrors are coated with a thin layer of this metal, the second most malleable after gold. It was prohibitively expensive until the Hall-Héroult process simplified its extraction. Bloomfield?
Zinc.
Sorry, I'll complete. For 10 points, name this element found primarily as the ore bauxite that has the atomic number 13.
Oh. That
beat you. Has the atomic number 13 used in soda cans. That's aluminum. The game is over. And the final score is?
I have 350-130.
Good second.
We have Richard Montgomery. Richard Montgomery wins. We'll get the final score.
Do scores matter in the playoffs? Like they don't, do they?
Scores matter in the playoffs.
Be nice for this.
Is it a tiebreak?
No.
It might be for pairings.
Yeah.
Okay, I have 360.
What did
you have at 15?
How many powers did you have?
Yeah, me too. About 18.
280.
Nice. Guy 290 there.
I had 5 powers.
I had a power on 18. And 3 tops. On the bonus.
And not next.
I did 5. 2. I had that taking it. Oh, wait.
I didn't even realize it.
I had going 250.
It's like the end. I'm like, what?
And then
a
lot
of points
is good. Then to 280.
Well played.
Yeah, after on 16 they got to 260.
That shit.
Yes.
Okay, so final score is
bounces out.
Final score is 360. Richard Montgomery 130 for Bloomfield. Yep. Bloomfield, but it's double elimination. Thank you for this match, and see you next time.